From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music, coming to you from New York's Finger Lakes region. My name is Jake Longwell. It's great to have your company once again. We'll open today's program with the Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 17, of the Polish composer Ignacy Jan Paderewski. The work from 1888 is in three movements, Allegro, Romanza, and Allegro molto vivace, respectively. We have here an historic performance recorded on June 30th, 1939, by the Boston Pops Orchestra for the Victor record label as part of their Musical Masterpieces series. The album was released as a set of four 78 RPM discs back in 1939. Arthur Fiedler conducts the Boston Pops Orchestra with their longtime pianist Jesús María Sanromá.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 17, of Ignacy Jan Paderewski, the work composed in 1888. In three movements, Allegro, Romanza, and Allegro Molto Vivace, respectively. As performed by the Boston Pops Orchestra, Arthur Fiedler conducting, with pianist Jesus Maria San Roma. A 1939 performance recorded for the Victor label as part of the Musical Masterpieces series, released as M-614, a set of four 78 RPM records. Jesus Maria San Roma was the longtime pianist for both the Boston Pops and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about the show, such as detailed show playlists, or if you'd like to listen to this or previous episodes of Classics and Beyond again, then head over to our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1538. And if you're sending an email to this program, why not take a moment to also send an email to the management of this radio station and let them know that you appreciate the fact that they bring you such innovative programs as Classics and Beyond. And if the station is listener-supported, and several of our affiliates are, then please consider giving a donation to ensure that this great programming can continue. Onward now to some music from the UK, and we'll turn to the contemporary composer Stephen Caudell, a guitarist and composer with many different musical influences. Various classical composers, including Tchaikovsky and Mahler, jazz musicians, including Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, and pop and rock influences ranging from the Beatles to Jimi Hendrix. We'll listen to part one of Stephen's first major work, a symphonic rock poem called Wine Dark Sea. This purely instrumental composition, inspired by the epic poem The Odyssey from the Greek author Homer. Originally, the piece was scored for electric guitar, a rock rhythm section, and a symphony orchestra. The Wren Orchestra, with Stephen Caudell on electric guitar, gave the world premiere performance of Wine Dark Sea at the Victoria Palace Theatre in London in 1983. That performance was recorded and later broadcast by Capital Radio in London. A couple of years later, Stephen adapted Wine Dark Sea for a variety of guitars and keyboards, and Mr. Caudell himself played all of the parts. Although I didn't see his name cited in the research I did for Stephen Caudell, I can't help but wonder if Mike Oldfield might have also been one of his biggest influences, as you'll hear on this piece. And this work has a definite Oldfield connection in that the album was co-produced by Tom Newman, who of course was the producer of Tubular Bells. Part 1 of Stephen Caudell's Wine Dark Sea, entitled The Outward Journey. Thank you. The Outward Journey, Part 1 of the composition and album Wine Dark Sea, a symphonic rock poem composed and performed on a variety of guitars and keyboards by Stephen Caudell, the work inspired by Homer's Odyssey. Part 2 of the album is slightly longer and is entitled The Return Journey. The album issued on CD in 1986 by the English Coda label. I think the recording is still available as a UK import. You might want to consult Stephen Caudell's website for all the details. There have actually been several musical interpretations of Homer's Odyssey, especially in the realms of prog rock and New Age music. In the late 70s, another English composer, David Bedford, released the album The Odyssey on Virgin, with several special guests including Andy Summers and Mike Oldfield. And in the early 90s, the American composer and keyboardist Paul Avgerinos released an album of atmospheric electronic music called Muse of the Round Sky, again also influenced by Homer's Odyssey. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can, won't you, for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.